All right, this is the Lone Observer, aka Jim Rimmy here with the 13th episode of Spiritual Empowerment, Personal Sovereignty, a podcast series that is here to help empower you and help rediscover your personal sovereignty, which is a birthright that has been hidden from you by the powers that shouldn't be. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire you to go out and make a difference in the world and in your life as well. And you know what? It's technically not much. I can't say if it's really a podcast, but I do this stuff on Blog Talk. The thing about it is I don't do this stuff live no longer. I don't really see the point of doing it live because of the fact that if you can upload it, then why am I going to go with that? And it's much easier. Not only is it much easier to edit stuff, I can actually pause the audio when I need to if I need to think. But I guess I'm going to continue to call it podcast anyway. My website and my YouTube page is in the usual place. The links you can find in the description. I'm going to start putting my website name link in the in one of the pictures of all my videos and all my slides on Blog Talk. So be ready for that as well. Because my website has my real work there. You'll find that I'm a better writer than I am a speaker. And I'm able to get my cross better when I write because I have time to reflect on what I want to write or re-edit or whatever. Can't really do that with speech. So I'm going to start doing that. And my YouTube page is also called The Lone Observer if you're watching this on or more so listening to this on Blog Talk. All right, today I've been having, this week actually, I've been having a resistance to even want to do this podcast episode. You know, over the last week, I've been through the same old thing with the whole, just feeling like, I mean, at this point, I don't know anymore. It's just, this whole reality is just, to me, it's just ridiculous. It's crazy. It's insane. I'm just tired of the same old every day. I'm just getting fed up with it, you know, but and it's just, I think I'm having what you call a perfectionist issue as well. But it's funny because my podcast never turned out perfect. It's always not what I want it to be because doing this speaking thing is, you're not able to be as on point as if you can write something. But anyways, today I'm going to talk about how humanity really has to stop running away from what is negative and dark. All the running away from things that actually are really bad or shocking things that they have never known that are bad. They think it was good, but they discover the truth about it sooner or later, and they actually shut down as a result and don't want to hear about it. I mean, if you take a look at how, it's funny how a lot of people will tell you that, yeah, I'm an open-minded person, you know, and I'm willing to hear what someone has to say. But if you say something that actually shatters their perceptions, what they once thought was right or wrong, it's going to really harm them. Especially if they told you that this said person is actually not who you think it is. He or she think that is. Excuse me. Oh, man, that didn't sound right. For example, a lot of people, for example, don't want to hear the fact that authority doesn't care about them. They will actually are naive enough. We got grown-ass people who are older than me who will tell you such things such as, why would said government or this will do this to us? Or why would they do this to themselves? Not understanding that there is a very, this is a very, this is pretty much as, not as simple as you think it is. Or they actually will retreat into that mentality as a way of dodging if that possibility is true. That the harsh reality is that authority doesn't care about you. And the fact that authority is doing a lot of bad things to you behind your back and through your unconscious consent, which is something a lot of people don't want to hear. You try to tell the average person, they will shut down. They will think you're a crazy conspiracy theorist without looking into this themselves. See, that's the problem. All these jackasses out there that want to say that, oh, he's just a nutcase, a conspiracy theorist or whatever. Or he's that guy or that girl or whatever. You know, they want to go that, they want to talk about that, yet they haven't done an ounce of research on their own. Or the research they have done is actually these look at some official source that actually claims to say, oh, no, it's not happening, and they're done. I mean, you're going to try to, that's like someone who's trying to investigate, you know, a mystery, then they go to the suspect for the information, and they take the suspect's word for it and say the case is closed. That's what it's like. I mean, come on. I mean, people on this planet are some of the worst, when it comes to doing that detective work, that discerning work. I like to call it being a spiritual detective or a intellectual detective, whatever. But anyways, it's just pathetic how a lot of people are going to love to actually tell you how wrong you are, yet they hadn't done their research or they hadn't done any independent investigation on their own. They want to be the good person that actually tells you that you're wrong, yet all their information comes from the same source that's in question. Because of the fact that people don't have it within them to question everything they've been told. I mean, if you have been lied to by authority once, I mean, what makes you think they hadn't lied to you in the past or are going to lie to you again? Yeah, people are going to keep taking it over and over again, up the ass, you know, because they suffer from Stockholm Syndrome. And the fact they believe in this religion called authority, and in fact they actually don't believe they have power. They think their power lies in someone else's own hands. They don't understand that they have power themselves, and they shouldn't be giving it to someone else. That's something they don't get or understand. But they don't want to because they want someone to take care of them. They want someone who's a mommy or daddy to be there for them, you know, who's also actually an abusive apparent parental figure as well. I mean, this, like I said, it's just a great great indication of how disempowered people are in general. And the fact that they have no understanding of that personal sovereignty. And the fact they don't understand that they themselves actually have the ability to make a difference, especially as a collective. It doesn't matter how small that difference is. If everybody was doing something to make a difference, it will mean something on a large scale. Each and every person has something they can do. You ask, well, I don't know what to do. Well, go out and educate yourself. This is not something you just know. It's something you learn to do. But no, people want to just play this whole game of, well, if I don't know, then screw it all. I'm just going to just give up and tap out. Like that, you know? No, don't tap out. Try to power out of that chokehold. Come on. Don't go to sleep. Don't tap out. which is the reason why people write the possibility that something that's a harsh reality, that could be a harsh reality, you know, that's why they write it off and see it as nonsensical. They will even will mock or ridicule you and so forth, but I'm going to get more into that in a second or later. And this ties into what I talked about in the last podcast, you know, when I talked about how we are suffering from, you know, all of humanity's collective mental and emotional traumas that we suffer from through various lifetimes and through ancestral DNA, you know, and even including in this lifetime as well. And how all those traumas in general will build up to the point where it will break people down. And once you start breaking down, you're going to start suffering from what they call soul loss. And the more soul loss you suffer from, the more broken down you are, the harder it is for you to actually get back on your feet and actually take on this world. When you start hearing things that are negative but factual, you will shut down and don't want to hear about it because you have been so broken down by all the negative things you've been through in your personal life, or actually all the negative things that you actually have come across. Things that you once thought was good, discover as bad, and it broke your heart. People are simply stuck in one place as a result because of this. They can't move. They essentially can't move. They're stuck. That's the reason why they can't work on, the reason why they have a hard time working on themselves, and they expect someone else to come and do it for them. You know, the whole savior complex and so forth. That's why they're so, they chase personality cults, they chase gurus, they chase saviors and so forth. Whether it be a politician or a religious figure or whatnot. They actually chase after those because of the fact they somehow think that someone can literally actually cure them of their traumas and have and do all the work for them, all the inner work for them. That's impossible. Nobody can do inner work on them. No one cannot force inner work on someone else. That's impossible. You can lead the way. You can guide someone through it at best, but you cannot actually just give all your burdens to someone else and they're going to heal them. It doesn't work that way. You have to be the person that does it yourself. And I always talk about how one of the biggest consequences of free will is, guess what? You having to work on your own shit. It's the blunt, harsh bottom line. If the like I said, and also the negative consequence of free will, not negative consequence, I'm sorry. It's not, I don't see it as negative, actually. Like I said, one of the consequences of free will is personal responsibility and self-ownership. You're not a child. So stop acting like one if you think this way. You know, think that as in you think you need someone else to actually heal all your burdens and whatnot for you. So look how well that's working out for humanity. Look how humanity continues to still be broken down. They claim that you have been saved by someone, by a savior. Yet look at them. They're still walking around all broken down and have all these inner issues. That's why a lot of religionists out there still have a lot of emotional mental issues that actually still interfere with their way of life or their quality of life. How it interferes with them, how it hampers them. I notice a lot of religionists out there are so broken down and just so have so much baggage that they have never bothered working on because they have bought into this belief that God's going to take care of it all for them, or that you're going to give this all to, all you have to do is give it all to the Creator. Now understand, the Creator doesn't want your burdens. I'm sorry. It's a harsh reality. It's a harsh truth. But if I'm wrong, then I would not be having this conversation right now. Look at all these people out there claiming that they're putting it all in God's hands. Look at how well that's working out for them. Yet it's still within them. You can still see all the problems within them, all the worries, all the fears. It's all within them. Or they somehow just ignore it all the fears and all these things that they have to work on because of the fact they figure, hey, I'm saved. I don't have to worry about that no more. I don't have to think about it. Ho-ho. It's just a big trap given to you by the powers that shouldn't be who have invented these belief systems. It's just, like I said, overall, this is all a result of how these emotional mental traumas affect how people react to uncomfortable information, negativity, and evil. And the biggest reaction is to run away or actually try to put it on someone else, which doesn't work. If it did work, then why is it I don't see it working with people? I don't. People claim they think that they're done, that it worked, but deep down they're lying to themselves because the trauma is still within their souls. I mean, a lot of people are going to object to this. And if that's the case, then, you know, you're wasting your time because I'm not going to bother with your emails. If you try to contact me on my webpage, you know, because that's the only place you can contact me. Go have fun with that, you know, because I'm just going to ignore your email because I've heard it all before. I heard all your little arguments. I don't have time to argue with people. I don't argue with people. I don't have time for that. I mean, I have almost no patience anyway for anything. In this world anymore. Anyways, I mean, all my patients have been sucked dry when I was in my early 20s. It got sucked dry by this world, and I don't think it's coming back. By the way, and it doesn't help that the controllers or the powers that shouldn't be the ones, your dear leaders, in the ones behind in the dark occultists of this world, people you have never seen or heard of before. It doesn't help that they encouraged this whole, you know, this whole running away from the negative and ignoring it through people actually, through ignorance, conformity, through actually indifference, you know, and this attitude of having to fit in with the herd, fitting in, this whole fitting in thing, you know, a lot of people are obsessed with. You know, the fact that since people have to fit in, they can't rock the boat because they rock the boat, they're going to have to worry about losing friends. Let me tell you something. If you lost a friend over rocking the boat, that person was never a true friend to you. Or that person was not, no, that person wasn't even worthy of being your friend. As harsh as that sounds, I'm being serious. Because those people are not people you want to associate with to begin with. That's going to be their reaction or attitude towards you. Actually rocking a bulk and questioning things and actually bringing up these things so you can actually tackle the problem. There's a reason why you have to bring these negative things up to people so you can transmute that negative. See, that's the thing about the negative. It's not about getting rid of the negative. It's about transmuting it. It's not about running away from it either. It's about transmuting the negative. Because getting rid of it doesn't really work. You can't just get rid of it. You can't just run away from it. You have to transmute it, transform it. Even if it means having to actually defend yourself against that said negativity that's going to come and attack you. That means even means having to fight it, which ironically doesn't sound like transmutation. But transmutation means that it means it's transformation. It's like that whole spiritual alchemy thing. You want to change, but in this case with negativity, you're you're changing a piece of turd that you're changing a piece of turd into gold, essentially, because this reality is like a piece of turd, but you turn it into gold. It's like it's spiritual alchemy. Yeah. That's what that whole alchemy thing is all about. I usually hear about as well. Think about it. And let's go in. Let's quickly get into some of the various different responses responses such as willing ignorance. You know, people actually being ignorant because they realize the less they know, the more they don't have to worry about, you know, how harsh this reality is, or the fact they don't have to confront it. Because the more ignorant you are, the more you're going to forget about how bad things are. Because, you know, that type of thing. Not understanding that the longer you ignore something negative, the worse it's going to get. The worse that it's going to get in the long run. Which is the reason why things are the way they are now. Because the fact that people ignore what they know is bad, but don't do anything about it. And also, how about denial? I mean, we get that all the time. You know, various different attitudes and responses such as, oh, so-and-so would never do that to us. Or why would they do that to themselves? You know, you got to understand, we're dealing with some crazy psychopathic individuals who are good at hiding their psychopathy. We're dealing with people who are blind, idiot order followers who are willing to do something regardless of if it's going to affect them or not. They don't think about those things. And a lot of people out there are suffering from a lot of self-loathing and self-disrespect for them to even do things to themselves. What about the whole, but they're harming their own family too? They don't care. They're just too unconscious to even think about those things in that way. Or they somehow been fooled into thinking it's for the greater good somehow. A lot of these, you gotta understand, you people out there underestimate how unconscious and blind people are due to all the mind control and indoctrination and being broken. Because like I said, it's a hallmark of someone who has been broken by the control system. Been broken by this socio-economic paradigm of control, subservience, and enslavement, and authority, being doed as you told or else. People underestimate how broken down people are. Because it is to never seen the bottom, because they have never seen the bottom of the barrel, as I have so many times before. And what about some of these new age responses to it? Like, you know, ignoring the negative by just thinking positive thoughts all the time. Yeah, see how well that's working out for you. You know, that doesn't work. We all know that. But that's what a lot of so-called spiritual individuals in New Agers do. They actually just try to not, they just don't, they all like, oh, I don't want to talk about that, you know. I don't talk about negative things, you know. I mean, come on. The fact that you say you don't want to talk about negative things shows how broken down you are within yourself. You have been hit with so much negative trauma throughout your life and maybe throughout various different lifetimes that when you hear about something negative now, you go, you know, I can't hear it. I don't want to hear it. You know, because you've already been harmed emotionally and mentally by all the negativity you saw and experienced throughout your experiences here on this planet. You know, those things. You just want to sweep it under the rug instead. And a lot of people also do it through spiritual escapism. Or, you know, through various forms of spiritual escapism. And one of the, or how about another form of escapism through religion called salvationism, which I got into earlier. The idea of salvationism, like I said, in nature doesn't make any sense. It has no basis in nature. It's created by organized religion to fool people into not actually spiritually growing up and to work on themselves. Because salvationism is all, oh, you don't have to do any of these things. You don't have to do nothing. You don't have to know nothing. It's like that. Like I said, all right. Wait, I already talked about that. And also, if you truly care about your family and friends, and a lot of people talk about how they say they love their daughter, love their son, love their husband, wife, whoever, and all their relatives. Yet they don't want to do a damn thing to actually make their children's future better. They want to sit around and do nothing. Because in fact, they're too scared and they lack the courage to go out and do something because of how broken down their lack of courage and their inner ignorance about their own personal sovereignty and their personal power to make a change. I mean, if you truly care about future generations and your children, then don't tell me that you don't want to do anything to make a true change. Don't tell me you don't want to hear about dark and negative things in this reality that are affecting all of us. So you and everyone else can help transmute that, or at least learn how to, if you don't know how. Or rediscover who you are spiritually as well, which is a big help. And like I said, the law of cause and effect, cause and effect consequences. How your actions, right and wrong, are to come back to you in some way. For example, your inaction and your ignorance is going to actually manifest more negativity in this reality. Because if you ignore something that's running rampant, it's not going to disappear if you just hide from it and don't do anything about it. And like I said, inaction is a form of wrongdoing when it comes to confronting something that is negative and evil. And the fact that a lot of people out there just let a lot of injustice go unchecked. They think that's, someone else's responsibility. It's not mine, because they've been conditioned by authority into believing that, that's not my duty. It's someone else's own duty to do these things in life, you know, instead of taking it into their own hands and doing something about it. Especially from a place of wisdom. That's another thing. That's another problem. People aren't taught wisdom, especially young people. They're not taught wisdom. Wisdom is something I actually have attained on my own. That's why I hadn't fallen into many of the pitfalls that young people fall into. Or done most of the dumb shit that young people do. You know? Because I have learned through observation. And I look at the consequences of people's actions. I say to myself, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that girl. You know? I don't want to be that person. I said to myself, I didn't arrogantly proclaim that, that's never going to happen to me. No. This is how a lot of people think. It's never going to happen to me. No, I said to myself, it's a good chance it's going to happen to you. You better back off and not do it. And I never done it. That's the reason why I had to make the same mistakes as many young people have made. You know, that's what I'm trying to point out here. The fact that we need to also, like I said, approach these issues from a place of wisdom. If you're going to try to solve a problem, you need to do it from a place of wisdom. That's very important as well, because you don't want to come out all emotional, charging, swinging for the fences, like your life is on the line. You don't want to do that, because it's going to make it either worse or it's going to change nothing. Got to do it from a place of wisdom, not from a place of pure emotion. Got to understand that. That's why a lot of people out there end up actually fighting for the wrong causes, because they have joined certain groups and ideology and actually became part of certain ideologies that actually were actually brought about out of emotion and ignorance. Because people tend to think with their emotions versus actually thinking with both, holistically thinking. You got to think with your mind, your heart, and your intuition as well. And like I said, remember, people being emotionally broken down is not an excuse for them to not do anything. That's the thing. You got to actually get over it. You got to overcome that. You got to drag your ass off the ground and get back up and keep going, and in the process, heal yourself. Because there's no excuse. Because the universe doesn't give anyone an excuse. Like I said, the universe is an impersonal force that actually gives back what people manifest through their actions and inactions. And that's something a lot of people don't want to hear. They somehow think that the universe is this thing that actually cares. No, it's just indifferent. And when I talk about the universe, I'm not talking about the prime creator. Not necessarily, no, I'm not. I'm talking about how the natural laws in place. And one of the natural laws is, like I said, you actually having to take personal responsibility for your actions. Regardless, like I said, if you're having mental, emotional traumas that are hampering you, it's your job and responsibility to go find healing. Go find people who can help you heal. And like I said, there's going to be people out there who are going to help you heal, but keep in mind, these people are not going to be responsible for your healing. Even though they can directly heal you, but at the end of the day, like I said, that you have to put the effort into that healing. You got to put the effort into it. You got to be willing to actually heal. So that's no excuse. I mean, the world's in such a sorry state as it is now, and it's not going to get better anytime soon. It's only going to get worse because people, like I said, they just allow all these things going around them. And because of how broken down they are, they think, whatever. That's not an excuse because you're still here and you still have to deal with it and put up with it. As a collective, I mean, we have to help. We have to get over this. And during the process of self-healing, we have to learn to do things anyway, regardless of how scary it may seem, because in reality, your inner divine self, or what some people call the higher self, is not influenced by fear, as fear comes from a place of powerlessness, which is an illusion. Powerlessness is an illusion, that's right. Fear of the physical, or of physical and emotional harm as well. A lot of people fear those things. I mean, and also fear of these things in the short term is nothing compared to what is to come in the long term that will dwarf all these things. Like I said, an empowered sovereign individual or empowered sovereign individuals do things even in the face of fear. Since being empowered is not about getting rid of fear, guess what it is? It's not letting fear control you or stop you from doing what is right, no matter what the consequences may be. Like I said, you may never get rid of the fear, but you cannot let it control you either. The whole point of fear is learning how to actually keep it at bay. It's not about getting rid of fear. It's about controlling it and not letting it control you. For example, let's talk about me for a second here, you know, about how I initially had a fear of going out and actually talking about these things, putting it on YouTube, putting it on Blog Talk, putting my website together and writing what I think. I had fears. I had lots of fears, especially since I felt like I had fears. I mean, when I started doing this, I was literally terrified of what people would think of me, you know, not understanding that I shouldn't care what other people think of me. I mean, we live in a world where most people don't give a shit about you anyway. So why should I care about someone who doesn't care about you? I mean, why care what others think? What their comments or their criticisms may be, just ignore them. They don't. I mean, these negative critics, they're nothing. They don't care about you, so you shouldn't care about them. You know, I live in a reality where I shouldn't be worried about these people anyway. To me, they're just background characters in a shitty play. So why bother with them? But regardless of what they may be, regardless of what the worst they can do. Like they try to make a video about one of your articles or your videos and try to put you down. You know, they take a dump on you, figuratively speaking. You know, they mock and ridicule you. Don't worry about that. Just keep going. Because what's the worst? That's the worst they can do? That's going to harm you? No, it's just words. They can't harm you. It's not like they're physically coming to your house and they want to actually kick your ass. I mean, come on, people. That's something I had to get over as well. That's something I had to get over. Because this isn't easy. I don't even want to do this. I quite honestly don't want to do this at all. I try to do this once a week. But you know what? I've had it my way. I want to be doing this at all. But I have to do it because it's a moral obligation. And I signed up to do this as well. As much as I hate doing it. You know, I do it because, like I said, it's a moral obligation to speak out against wrongdoing and tyranny that's surrounding you. Which very few people out there have the courage to do. Not enough people are doing it, which is one of the main reasons why I'm doing it in the first place. You think this is easy? Think again. It's not easy for me. And I hate doing this, to be quite frankly. I mean, let me rephrase that. I hate doing this, quite frankly. And that's it for today. I think I talked about everything I wanted to talk about concerning this issue. And hopefully, exactly. That's just something I want to get off my mind today. I have a special article that I'm writing for my website, and I'm going to direct people to that when I'm done, probably next week or something. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm even going to do a podcast next week, because I can write anything else, crickets anyway. So if I miss one week, no one's going to care, because no one is really viewing this right now, since it's still brand new baby boy, baby girl, whatever. You know? I don't know. I'm just talking right now. So this is it. This is the Lone Observer, a.k.a. Jay Rimmie, and Destin Dabby it for today. Like I said, I don't know if I'm going to do a podcast next week because right now I'm not feeling it. I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but we'll see. So here we go. We're done.